Calypso. Wrapped in monster skins, she touches Odysseus, and her fingers are threads of pooled sugar. She has cut her feet on forest paths that lead her to him with fistfuls of constellations to lay at his left while he sleeps, and his hair is like fire. She thinks sometimes that she is the worst kind of woman, a dark-haired traitor to her sex, when she spends the morning picking violets in thyme. She has bushels of them by now, baskets overflowing with sweetness as they dry or rot, and she covers her body in the oldest of them. Her legs have become husks, cracked at the surface and stripped apart. She makes dolls from her skin, tied together in bundles of threes and fours with her hair. They will be gifts for her lover's friends, all dead, drowned bodies bound to the ocean floor with spider silk and moth wings. She lets Odysseus pull her teeth out with tales of the 22 countries he has visited. She has too many for her mouth anyway, impacted and monster-like. She swears she would fix her face if she knew how. She would tear out her own heart and eat it, if she could only get past her ribcage. On nights when she sleeps alone, smelling of violets and dead things, she dreams of vegetables that rip themselves out of the soil to make a golem from their roots, its eyes ripe fruit flesh, and it plucks her from Ogygia. Sometimes it kisses her, and sometimes it devours her whole.